won't be done.
Okay, Rabbi Yitzhai, today's daf is daf Ayin Beis. We're starting on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, the final line on the Amud. Where the Mishnah, but the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Hamadar es Ishtai. Now, what did it say in the Mishnah about Hamadar es Ishtai? So if we go back to the Mishnah, which is on the same Amud, you don't have to turn any pages. It's about six, seven lines into the Mishnah. Hamadar es Ishtai shloi teilech lebeis ha'ovel oi lebeis ha'mishnah. If a person makes a neder against his wife, not to allow her to go to a Beis HaOvel, people, Chas V'Shalom, have to Menachem Ovel, or the Beis HaMishnah, not to go to a Chasana, to a Bar Mitzvah, to a party. Usually Beis HaMishnah is referring specifically to a Chasana, but here it means, in general, to Simchas. He closes the door in her face by going and prohibiting her from going to Beis HaOvel, Beis HaMishnah. He's closing the door in her face. I can understand why she would be perturbed that she would not be able to go to a simcha. After all, as we know, ladies like to go to social events and like to go and mingle and have a chance to talk with their friends. And if you tell them you can't to shmooze, and if you can't allow them to go to a chasana simcha, this would be a cause of great concern to many married ladies. And I can understand why they want to demand a get and get a ksuba. And the Beis HaOvel, my noble for their ikka. You know, halavai, we should never have to go to Beis HaOvel. She should be thankful to her husband. No, Baruch Hashem, I don't have to go to Nicham Avela. Who needs it? Halavai, no Avela, no Nicham Avela, etc.
There's no obligation on anybody to be Menachem and Avel?
There is a mitzvah to go Menachem and Avel.
Yeah, Iki stops someone from doing a mitzvah.
That, if you remember, Milton already asked that question yesterday. And he brought from the art scroll, from the footnotes, that it's not that he makes a neder that she shouldn't go to the Beis HaOvel or to the Beis HaMishnah. He says, I aser certain hanois on you. For instance, business, or mezoinois, or my hanois tashmish alayich, or your hanois tashmish alay, like we had earlier. If you were to go to the Beis HaMishnah or to the Beis HaOvel. So then, now it's her choice. She can either decide, do I want the benefits of being able to be nehenna from the business, from the real estate, from the tashmish, from the mezoinis, etc., and on the condition that I don't go to Beis HaOvel, Beis HaMishnah, or do I want to deny myself those things and do go to the Beis HaOvel, Beis HaMishnah? We're basically giving her a choice one way or the other, and the Mishnah, the Gemara, is asking, what's the big choice by the Beis HaOvel? She should be very thankful. She'd give a hug to her, not in public, but in private, a hug to her husband for not allowing her to go to the Beis HaOvel.
Does the Gemara use also the language of Hamadir with Sota? Him warning his wife not to...
That's a kinovistira. That's a different motion. A kinovistira means that he has to go and warn her. Machlokes whether it has to be in front of one aide, two aides, and then she's not allowed.
He doesn't have to make a neder that you are forbidden to.
No neder. Next, we get to Masechta Sota, we'll learn about it in much greater detail. Yes. But getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara says, "What's the noble for never the base of el every day Gemara Tana the Mocher he may say the Inkol Beria Soifta Ikadiyamre Inkol Beria Soifna." What the Gemara is telling us is that people are typically act mida kenegin mida. When you have a young lady that's going to go to the Beis HaOvel and be Menachem Avelim and shear and bear with their sorrow, then Chas V'Shalom, if she's going to go and sit Shiva, or if Chas V'Shalom, she's going to never pass away, then other people will similarly return the favor, so to speak, and they will also share the burden of the sorrow and the bech of the mess. However, if she's not going to go to Beis HaOvel, people will say, she never came to my Chas V'Shalom Tzaris, so she didn't care about me, so I'm not going to reciprocate. In that form, that's the noel b'fanah. In fact, the Gemara tells us, weiter, his son of the Mocher, he may say, Chas V'Shalom, she passed away, v'ein kol beris soifta. Nobody's going to come to the Levaya to be maspid, to go and share stories about that person and say, oh, what a wonderful person she was, blah, 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 blah. V'ikriyama in kol beria soifna. Soifna means nobody will come to bury her. If there's no Chevra Kadisha available, she'll just lie out there in the street. She never bothered with my family. Why should I bother with her? Zog di Gemara Tanya Remeya Oimer, my dechsiv. It says in the Pasuk, Toyv Leches El Beis Eva, Leches El Beis HaMishnah, very famous Pasuk in Kehelas, Shkoyach, Basha Husoyv Kala Adam, better to go to Beis Eva rather than Beis HaMishnah, that's the end of all human beings. Vachayitin Aliboy, so Poshib Shat Vachayitin Aliboy means that if a person thinks about it, that that's Soyv Kala Adam, that everybody would improve their ways in terms of their Kiyum HaMitzvahs, in terms of their Emunah to Hashem, the way they daven, the way they act. That's v'chayitin aliba. But our Gemara dashes differently. My v'chayitin aliba, dvarim shel misa. We're talking specifically about Beis Evel and things of misa. What's the chayitin aliba? This sofad yisbedunei. Somebody that participates in the eulogy, a hesped of somebody else, then people will be masbid him. They will reciprocate. The cover, someone who helps others in Chas V'Sholom burying the dead, yikbarunei. Others will help in burying him, Chas V'Sholom. Yidal, the yidlunei. Busai's Yidal, so this is similar to Hesped that we had before. The Rashi says on the third line, the Yidal, Heirim Koile Bevechi, somebody who goes and cries and wails Nebuch about someone who passed away, Uba Misbeit, and participates in the eulogies, goes to the funeral, etc. No, Yadlunei, then they'll do the same thing for him. The Lavoi Yilvanei, the word Lavoi is from a Lushan to be Malava, to escort. If he goes to a Levi to escort the mace to his or her final resting place, then people will escort him. The Toan, those that, if he will help in picking up the Oren, Yetinunai, then others will help in picking up his Oren. In other words, Mita Keneged Mita. So by the fact that he tells his wife, you're not allowed to go to the base, Eivel, what means is that Chas V'Sholom, if and when she passes away at the age of 120, there won't be a minion there at the Levaya, because nobody will be concerned. Because I don't even know who she is. She never came to this or that or the other. She never came to any Simcha. She never came to Beis HaOvel. She must be a real introvert. She's probably not social, and who knows. And, I don't want anything to do with her. And blah, blah, blah. Well,
yeah. What's the husband's reasoning for denying her to do this? The
marriage is challenged.
Is on the rocks?
It's much more than on the rocks. It's
going
it's
off
like,
the deep end?
It's like the Titanic about to sink forever.
You can make the husband for the marriage. You can make the husband for the marriage sooner than you can for the girl.
Okay.
And Yetzir Shem, you should soon be in this.
In Yetzir Shem, I won't officer my wife from
exactly,
going to
but you should first in Yetzir Shem have the wife, which you will not officer in Yetzir Shem, the Shotoy Mislachs. And we continue, and the same thing applies to you, Daniel, and anybody else that needs a shirach. Continue on. However, it says in the Mishnah, the both vis-a-vis the Beis HaOvel, and by the way, just a short vort on this Toiv Lechas al Beis Evam Lechas al Beis Mishnah. My father, Zuchan Avrucha, always used to repeat this in the name of an unidentified Hasidic Yid that he knew in London, but subsequently I heard that this is in fact a vort of Rav Naftali Ravshitzer.
Yeah.
Naftali Ravshitzer, as we know, was a very great tzaddik, but he was also known as having some very witty comments. So one of the witty comments that he made was that this pasuk says to the lechas al beis evel, it's better, right? Toiv means it's better to go to beis evel than to go to the beis mishnah. So Tzvi Ravshitzer would say, Rabbi Nishalayim, everything that it says in the Torah Kedusha is emes v'yatzev v'nochet. Avad, if it says that in the pasuk, it's better to go to beis evel. But the Chodesh Baruch Hu, at the same time, ever since I've been a child, they were mechanech me, they taught me to be mitzamtzim, never to look for luxuries, never to look for anything beyond just the bare minimum. And that's how I try to leave my life with the bare minimum. I'm very happy to go to the Beis Mishnah. I know Beis Eivel Staka better, but I'm not looking for better, I'm looking for the minimum. So I go to the Beis Mishnah, I'm very happy with that. And ich nicht besser. I'm not looking for the better. I'm happy with the Beis Mishnah. So we should all be zeicher to go to the Beis Mishnah and never have to go to the Beis Eivel. And we continue on. What happens if he explains the reason why I'm making this neder and I don't want you to go to the Beis Mishnah and the Beis Eivel is because, unfortunately, I am concerned that there's going to be Cholila Pritzis in that location. Rabbi, if you'd be so kind, please put yourself on mute. We're delighted that you're here, but there's some background noise. So, getting back to our Mishnah, if he's concerned that there's going to be a Dover Acher in the Beis Mishnah, then it's Rishoy. The question is, what is the Dover Acher? My Dover Acher. Obviously, we don't mean over here that there's a Chas V'Sholom that's walking around. Or by Vodizora, or Mitzoyra, or other Dover Achers, as the Gemara explains. So what does it mean over here? Amravino Mishmo Mishim B'nei Odom Perutzim Shemetzuyim Shom. He's afraid that he's going to go either to the base of Mishnah or to the base Abel, there are people that are prutzim that are going to act
licentious,
violent, in a wild fashion, licentiously and promiscuous, and all the wonderful terms that you can think of. If they're not going to go and act like Menschen, they're going to act like prutzim. That's why I want to stay away.
At
I want you to stay away. I'm sorry?
At a base Abel?
At the base, oh, so if you remember back in the Moed Cotton, we learned that in the good old days,
they used to drink a lot.
Until they had to make a takana to stop the drinking. So you see that if there's a lot of drink, you know, people that are a little tipsy, nichnas yayin yotza soid, and it could be chas v'sholom tzoris, I want you to stay away. I was there at a base Abel by Mr. and Mrs. Smith already 12 years ago when they lost a member of the father and mother, and I remember there was more laughter over there than I was at than the last chasana that I was. People were laughing and talking and schmoozing and eating and drinking. It was a ganz chasana over there. So therefore, says Yimor, if that's the reason why, I can understand he doesn't want his wife to have those bad hashbois from Bnei Odom Prutzim. Amr Abashili, Amon Eldes Chasik. He knows there's a chazaka on this household. Why? Because Taka, there were previous weddings or simchas that they made, or previous avelas in their home, and I was there and I saw it was gefährlich. I wouldn't want anybody to go there. Avloyes Chazik, just because he's speculating and he conjectures that maybe, perhaps, who knows, could be, that is not an excuse, that's not a reason. Only that he has a good, solid reason for believing that that's the case. And then getting back to our Mishnah again, it says right in the Mishnah, it's three lines from the bottom of yesterday's Mishnah. Again, this is not the entire Neder. It's only part of the Neder. The first part of the Neder is that I aser hanos tashmish of you on me, which he's allowed to do. He's not allowed to aser himself on her because he has a mitzvah, but he's allowed to go and aser her tashmish on him, and therefore she'll be stuck without this benefit. But only on the condition I'm willing to waive that and not have that neder. On the condition should turn me the plane that you should go and tell Pliny, Mr. Smith, Masha Martili, what you told me 5 minutes ago, or what you told me yesterday, or what I told you. So if you are willing to go and tell Mr. Smith what you told me or what I told you, no neder. But if you're not willing to do that, then you're neder. So look, Yomara, what's the problem? Our Mishnah tells that based on that, she's allowed to go to Bezin and insist on a get mitaksuba. Freiti mora v'teima. No, if the whole basis of this neder and the reason, the justification of getting the get and the ksuba is because he wants her to go and say to Mr. Smith, XYZ, no, let her say XYZ. So what's makolarash? What's the problem? We're talking about words of calling. Words of kolen means like words of shame.
Busha.
Now what? I'm sorry?
Busha.
Of shame and humiliation. However, the Gemara doesn't give us any examples. The Mefarshim do give examples. Some of the Mefarshim say that they were talking poorly about Mr. Smith, and they said that Mr. Smith, he's a gangster, he's a ganef, a rusha, da dum, ba dum, ba dum. So now he says to her, okay, remember what you told me this morning about Mr. Smith? I want you to go and tell Smith what you just told me. Otherwise, hanoas tashmish cholai, to go and make a neder. So obviously she doesn't want to repeat that to Smith. It's one thing husband telling wife about Smith, whether that they should have or should not have, maybe it's a moiti shema, maybe it's a lashon hara, that we're not going into. But the point is, that could be a taich, and a definition of dvarim shel kolin. Another thing that the Mefarshim say, dvarim shel kolin doesn't mean shameful in terms of shame, but rather we're talking about intimate things that husbands and wives talk about, related to intimacy and the rest. So this is something that would be appropriate for husband and wife, but not to go and repeat outside in the open to third parties. So therefore, if he's forcing her to go and say such things, she could say, come on, I can't live with a husband like that as a grubber ying, such a gross individual, to go and repeat such things. Or leader. So that's grounds for a get and a ksuba. Or the next case in the Mishnah is, Oishit Tehei Memala Umeara Liashba. Literally, that means that she should go and fill something up, and then go and pour it out in the garbage dump. That's also a reason, a good reason to allow her to go and ask for a get and get a ksuba. If the whole neder is based on that she has to go and fill something up and throw into the ashba, no, so let her do it. Fill something up, throw in the ashba. Ma kolarash, why is this a basis for demanding a get and for a ksuba? So the Gemara gives two answers. First teretz is, Amr Yehuda Mishmuel, shetamale v'noifetzes. The terms mamale u'ma'ar la'ashba was really a euphemistic term. It didn't mean literally filled something up and poured out on the garbage dump, but rather it means that after they have tashmish together, the husband doesn't want the wife to become pregnant. So he wants her to use some sort of physical device that will cause her not to conceive. So
well,
what?
Like the sponge?
So, everybody's getting on this. So let's look at the Rashi. Rashi on the fourth and fifth line. Shetei mamale v'nefetzes. Li'acha shetishamesh. V'yamale rachma shichvazer. So the first part of shetei mamale means that she should, when we have bia, and then the man goes and inserts shichvazer into her. Toritz v'ragleo. Toritz could either mean that she starts running, like running the marathon, or it means that she should go and start banging them together, that it's a vinnitafitzenu, and as a result, whatever zera was there should be ejected, shleyikloit, so that it should not be absorbed in her body, vitzisabra, and that she should become pregnant. So what is the problem with that, that he's making this neder against her, that she has to do this? So there are two potential problems. Problem number one, as we know, there's a mitzvah period review on the man, there's no mitzvah period review on the lady. So what's the problem? Okay, so she won't become pregnant. What's the problem? So we have two issues. Issue number one, we had the Gemara earlier,
no
that she can go and say. No pun intended, exactly. No issue, yeah. So what is the... Okay, it wasn't intended, but... Shetamal benefetzis. Issue number one is, even though she doesn't have a mitzvah period review, we had the Gemara before that she can come with a taina, I need a chutra liyoda, which means that when I become old, even though I have no mitzvah having children, but I know what happens in nursing homes. When you have elderly parents, they throw them into a nursing home, and you don't see them after that. I'm going to need somebody to help me. Somebody who's going to help me in those days when I become frail, when I become elderly. If I have no children, who's going to do that for me? As well as, chas v'shalom, if and when I pass away at the age of 120, who's going to go and worry about the funeral arrangements? Who's going to bury me? Who's going to get the plot? Who's going to get the rabbi to go and hold the eulogy? Who's going to do all of those things? So therefore she says, I can't live with that. I can't. That's number one. Number two, there's a shaila whether or not, although there's an isser to go and be, to go and destroy Zerah Levatola. The question is whether in this situation, first of all, is this a chiyuv not only on the man, but it's also on the lady? And also, is this considered to be going and destroying Zerah Levatola since they've already been Mazriya? We're not talking about pre-Tashmish, we're talking about post-Tashmish, as you were talking about using contraceptives and the like. So those are the types of issues that she doesn't want to face and get
involved. But the end result, it is Zerah Levatola.
And that's the reason why she's saying to her husband, I'm out of here. I don't want to stay with you anymore. And she demands a get and a
suva.
Okay, that's in fact the import of our Mishnah. That's the reason why. The Gemara asked the Kasha. He made a neder shetamale ma'arba ashva v'tiyot. Let her do it. And the answer is no. I don't want to do it because I don't want to have an issue of zeh levatola and I want to have children.
So from that we can learn that it's also a chet on part of the woman.
According to that second shot, that's correct. She says, it is a sin, and I'm not going to go and perform a sin because you
aid
in the bet. Good.
The mechanics of the neder are, he's saying, I'm prohibiting having any benefit from tashmish with you if you don't do this.
Correct.
That's the case.
Or the tashmish, or similar things. He can go and say to her, I'm going to buy now a beautiful piece of real estate. I don't want you to have any relationship to that real estate unless you go and you're mamala umar l'ashva. Okay. And if you don't do that, then you can't have any hanoah from that real estate. And that's not a problem. I'm giving you she'er, I'm giving you ksus, I'm giving you oina, but I bought a house in the Hamptons. I intend going there for holiday vacation, but I'm not going to take you along. So she's not happy with that, and he goes and makes a neder. If you do X, Y, and Z, if you go and tell the uncle, Mr. Smith, the dvarm shall call on, you can come with me. Or if you're going to go and malu ma'ar la'ashba, you can come along. But otherwise, I answer you. You can't come along, you can't have a nut from this from the beautiful Hamptons. So all of these Nidorim are very, very upsetting. Masisa Tana, in a Braisa, there was a second shot, which is much more textually based. We said, Mamalim Arda Ashba, he tells her, again, the same type of neder that we're talking about. You can't have a nut from me, X, Y, and Z, unless and until you're Mamala, Shetamali Asura Kadimayim. I want you to go to the well over there. In the good old days, they didn't have faucets and sinks like we have today. So I want you to go to the well, take this big bucket, go and shep, go and draw the water. Then I want you to schlep it from here to the Ashba, which is a half a mile the other side of town. And I want you to carry it. And I want you to do this 10 times every single day. Every morning, 9 o'clock, go and draw the water. Go, take that bucket, the Ta'al Ashba, and then pour it out on the garbage dump on the other side of town. And
do this.
I'm sorry? I can avoid this perak. Exactly right. So now, do this every day 10 times. Otherwise, in other words, that's part of the net. I can understand that Shmuel, that was the first pshat, about not conceiving. How women want to conceive, they want to have children for religious reasons, for social reasons, for maternal reasons, they want to have children. So I can understand that that's a real, you know, that's the red line that people draw. I can't live with that. I want my getting suba, I want out of here. Yishmalchi yoitzvi tingsuba. Elamasisa, my nafla minatil, okay. I mean, it's not a very pleasant task every day to go and take the kadimai and pour the ashba. No, so is this a cause celebra? Is this a reason to go and demand a get and a ksuba? A person that does this on a frequent basis, everybody's going to watch every morning. It's going to go viral after 2 days. Sheps all the water, schleps it, goes to the ashba, pours it out, goes back again 10 times back and forth.
She's a mental case.
Exactly. Not only they will think, they will be willing to sign and confirm she's a mental case. Therefore, I don't want that type of marriage. That's why she gets going to be things. Now, Rav Kahana adds to our Mishnah the following. Rav Kahana, Hamadar Sishta Shleitisha Vishleitash Il, Napa Vekavra Verichayim Vitana, Yoitzvi Yitzing Suba, Shemisi Hashem Rabbishkin Yisab. The husband, again, that makes the same type of neder that we spoke about before, not to have a no from him, unless she abides by the following rules. Shleitisha, she should not borrow, Vishleitash, she should not lend, and Napa Vekavra. Napa Vekavra, two different types of mills to go and use for grinding and crushing.
So there was a sieve.
I'm sorry, I apologize. Oops. That's what I meant to say. Napa Vekavra, two different types of sieves that you use to go and strain and filter
and sift.
And sift and all the rest. Right, thank you. Thank you for the correction. For the Chaim, of course, that's the mill that we were talking about. The Tanner and an oven, a stove. And he says, don't lend or borrow these, or borrow and lend these. And of course, we're talking about the type of tanner which is mobile. If it's attached to the ground, of course,
you can. Tanner.
Okay, as yoytzvi yiting suba. In that case, she can go and demand a get and a ksuba. Why is that? She misiyah shem rabbi shchein yisrael. All of her neighbors say about her. Anytime I wanted to go borrow something from her, she slammed the door in my face, and she never lent it to me. I wanted to go and borrow some salt, a little sugar, an egg or two, and this and that. So then she gets a bad name in the neighborhood. I can't do that. If it was me, I would open up a gemach for napas and kavras and rechaim and tana. Anybody who wants can borrow and lend. And look what my husband's doing to me. Tanya, the Hochi Taka writer of Kana, a mother, Sishu, Shle, Tisho, Shle, Tashu, Napa, the Kabra, different types of sieves, Rechaim or a mill, Betaner or an oven, Yoi, Tzivit, and Subin, Shem, Sia, Shem, Rabbish, Chen, Yisrael. And now it goes the other way around too. Vchen, he, Shinodra, she makes a neder against the husband, Shle, Tisho, Shle, Tashu, Napa, the Kabra, Rechaim, Betaner, that he shouldn't do any of those things, or that she shouldn't do any of those things. That she is not going to go and weave the godim for his children, then he can demand that Tetzeh, that she should leave, Shaloi Biksuba, and she does not get her ksuba in this case. Why? Because she is the culprit. The Reisha, he was the culprit. He gives her the bad name. Here in the Sefer, he is getting a bad name. If he cannot go and lend or borrow these things, or you're going to tell me your husband normally doesn't borrow and lend sieves anyway, but if she makes a neder about herself not to go and borrow and lend these things, people will say, Sprintz is really a very nice lady. I remember her from kindergarten. Oh, is she willing to go and share with me two potato chips every day? She's a nice. You know why she doesn't want to give Napa a cover? Because she's married to Mr. Smith. Ah, that fellow. I remember him as a kid. He was a brat. He would always go beat all the kids and take a baseball bat and this and that and the other thing. So he's the bad guy. Because of the fact that she is causing him to get the bad name, Yoitzi Shaloi Biksuvo. He says to her, goodbye, no ksuvo. On to the next mission. You should know of any of these things. You should know the first part, married and happy and wonderful, and not know about these nadarim and this stuff, type of stuff. Okay? So the Mishnah. The Eilu Yotei Shalai Miksuva, the following go out without Iksuva, meaning that she is violating rules and regulations of the Torah, as we'll see in a moment, and because of that, he can dispense with her, give her a get without giving Iksuva. Number one, Hoiveres Al Das Moshe, if she is violating the words of Moshe, meaning which state in the Torah, words of the Torah itself, and Oiveres Al Das Yehudis, Jewish. What is means Jewish tradition? Rashi talks
not
about
an individual Judith.
What? No, not an individual.
Esau married a woman in Yehudis.
Yeah, okay, but that's not enough to tell. And she was also involved in the Nes of Chanukah.
Yeah, Chanukah. Exactly. That's one I was...
So if it was referring to a name Yehudis, we could have taken another one. You could have said Al Das Moshe Ushprinze. What is the Yehudis? So that's not what it referring to. If you want to know what it does mean, if you look at the first Rashi in the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to give us examples. But the Mishnah Rashi says Das Yehudis Shenohagu Benois Yisrael. This is entrenched traditions and minhagim of our daughters in Klal Yisrael. The Avgav Leksiv, even though it doesn't say it anywhere but Feish in the Torah, nevertheless, this has become the tradition, and this is what you got to follow. And if she says I'm not following it, okay, goodbye. Yoytzi V'yitem Shaloi Biksuva. Zukti Mara the Azi Das Moshe. Give me examples. Machilosai She'enoi Mu'usr. She gives him to eat things that she did not give maestris from, or at least she didn't do it appropriately and properly, so that it still has a din of Tevel, and therefore this is terrible. Today, of course, this is not so Nogeh, certainly not
Kutzlar. Challah would be a problem.
That would be another two examples. Okay. That's going to be the next line. But you could take today that she goes and gives him something without a proper hashkacha, and therefore it might not be kosher. In other words, the same type of thing. Umishim Shafs Anida, or she lives with him without advising him that she was Anida. And Chasa Shom said, Issa Koresh. V'loi Koitzel Achala, that's your case, yeah. That she goes and serves him bread, or challah, or matzah, or cake, or chashish cake. But anyway, things that require giving challah, and she did not give the challah. Koitzel means like the cut off a piece. And give it to the kohen, or today that you go and burn it in the oven type of thing, you burn it. But the Masa, we didn't do it. And the neder is v'ena mekayemes. Oh, she makes a neder and she doesn't fulfill the neder. And the Gemara is going to ask us and is going to talk about what the problem is with us. Excuse me. You'll notice from the first three cases of the Mishnah, we're not talking about that she herself is not a shemeres Shabbos, but that she herself is eating chazer. That the Gemara or the Mishnah doesn't assume is sufficient grounds to go and give her a get without giving her a ksuba. But rather things that she is machshil him. She causes him, chas v'sholem, that he should go and eat a dover osir like tevel, or something where there was no challah, or to go
him.
To entrap him.
But if she has raised him when she's a nida, isn't that a nisr on her as well? It's nisr on him, certainly.
No, of course. We're talking about that if she herself is not doing things properly, that she is not a Shemir Shabbos, or that she's eating chaser, or she's doing what she's not supposed to be doing. If it doesn't directly affect him, our Mishnah is mashma, then there is no cause to give her a get without a ksuba. You still have to give a ksuba, yes, I don't want to live with a lady that's not a Shemir Shabbos, but if it doesn't affect him, it's not a problem.
He wrote Zabusha to him and things like that.
So now if you can go and show that it's Zabusha, because she's not a Shemir Shabbos, but Fahesi and the whole world that knows about it, that's not a babusha. However, if at night nobody's watching, she turns on and off the light in the bathroom or something like that, that apparently would not be a cause, according to our Mishnah. I'm not saying the halacha. Right. I'm saying based on our Mishnah, it has to be something that she is tripping him up and she's machshana. Okay. And if that's the case, then what's the inyan of a neideris v'ena mekayemes? So that's the Gemara is going to address that in Yetz Hashem shortly. Veizui das Yehudis. We said about das Yehudis. What does that mean? Yoytzim Rosh HaPurush. She goes out without her hair being covered. Now you're going to go and say, that's only Nagu Benois Yisrael. Didn't we learn that in the Parsha of Soita, that women go with their hairs covered, with their heads covered? And that's the reason why we ridicule and humiliate the Soita, Ufora es Rosh HaIsha, so that she should know you got to either shape up or ship out. So we see from that pasuk that there is a chiyuv of a lady to go and cover her hair. So the Gemara is going to ask that question shortly. Why do we say it's Das Yehudis and not Das Moshe? Mi'etshim will get to it. If she happens to be spinning or weaving or sewing out in the marketplace, in the shuk, what's the problem with that? We'll see in Mi'etshim shortly. Umadaberesim kolodim. She talks to everyone. We're going to see in the Gemara, it doesn't mean that she wishes good morning. That's a very nice meeting. But if she talks and flirts too much with too many people, you could say, out of here. This word yoldov doesn't mean yilodov, children, but it means like moilidov, his parents. If she, in front of her husband, says, your parents, especially your mother, my mother-in-law, she is terrible. Halavai, X, Y, and Z should happen to her.
Or napped on me to try to indict me.
Grounds for
That's grounds for getting a
divorce and no ksuba.
She's acting in a very
so there's no disincentive for him to give her a get. If he doesn't pay ksuba, he can do it.
One, two, three.
Very easily.
Reb Tarfon Oima have another case. Af HaKilanis. Kalanis means a person who has a lady that has a very strong, high-pitched voice. They zoi Kalanis. When she happens to be at home and talking, they hear everything that she is saying. Now, the fact that if she says Tillim out loud and the Shechinim hear how she's saying Tillim, that is not a cause. Well, Mitch, we'll see in the Gemara what type of Kalanis we're speaking about.
So just someone loud, not necessarily like an opera singer.
Exactly, just someone loud. But it has to be loud, and she says things out loud which are disturbing in nature.
Uh-huh.
We'll see a Mitchum short.
Is reverse true as well, if the man is derogatory towards her parents? And
Mishnah doesn't mention it. I'll be sorry, yes, but the Mishnah doesn't mention it. Can you give me an example of explain to me what's going on. We're talking about that she is feeding him a dover ha'osur, that it was teva. If he knows about it before he begins to eat, nifresh, then he should go and put it on the side and say, I'm not going to eat it. It's not osur, it's not kosher. So how would she machshil him? He won't eat it. If he doesn't know about it, and he ate it, minod the other. How did he know about it? La'achra ma'isa. He's going and insisting, I'm giving you a get without a ksuba because you fed me something animus. How does he know? So if he knew, he shouldn't have eaten. If he didn't know, how does he know to complain about it? So le'tzricha di omrelei ployni koyen tikin li'esakri. The other shayla mishtaka shikra. She says, the husband asked her, oh, brand new vegetables, brand new fruits. Are you sure that trumas and ma'isas were given? I'm not an expert, says the lady. After all, I only went to Bisyakov. I didn't go to Yeshiva Gdoilus. So I don't really know how to do it. But next door, we have a Kohen, a very distinguished Kohen, Rabbi Cohen, Sechen the Bracha. And Tikkun Li is a Kri, and he went, and he was Masak and the Kri for me. He took care of it, ate to Z. Oh, wonderful. And he ate from it. And then after that, next time he saw Rabbi Cohen at Shul, he said to him, oh, I want to thank you for coming by and being Masak and the Kri. What are you talking about? And my wife, Sprinter, she told me that you took care. It's not true. Never happened. How you dvor me other? Oh, that's what you did. You were machshu me. Forget about it. Gives her a get and no ksuba. But also shyly, afterwards he asked him. Yishtach shikri. He found that the whole thing was shek. And the Gemara is going to repeat the same thing again and again by the Mishum Shosi Nida and by the case of Koytzel Chala. So Gemara, hey, Kedom Mishum Shosi Nida. Idi other, but if he knew that she's a Nida, nefresh, he should stay away. What's the why? How was she machshu him? If he doesn't know, he has a right to go and rely on her saying that I'm kosher, that I'm tohar. When a nida has a mitzvah to go and count her clean days and count her nida days, she doesn't need to go to Beis Din or need to go and publicize it. She is believed on her own. It says, b'sofra, what's the sofra law? Of course, about her. She's not counting my nida days. She's counting her nida days. La means la'atma, for herself. So he can believe her. So how does he know that she, in fact, was a nida la'achar ma'isa, that he's now complaining and giving get? So tomorrow, the amr le plon yichocham, tiherli es hadam. I had takashayla, and I had a mara, and I showed it to Rabbi Smith, and he says, it's to her, everything is fine. And then also shayla yishtaka shikra, and afterwards he goes to Rabbi Smith. Oh, I heard my wife sent you a shayla. Oh, what was her shayla? Who's your wife? I never met. I know what you're talking about. The whole thing is shekel b'chazav. Ay ay ay. That's pshat nevuah. Viva yisayim k'rav Yehuda. The Amr of Yehuda huchzika nida b'shchaneisel. Ba'loika le'mishum nida. In the good old days, it was customary that the women that were nidois to show that they were nidois wore different types of clothing. Maybe Gemara earlier suggested that they were worn out clothing. maybe they wore black clothing, something to go and basically say, I'm untouchable, off limits, stay away from me because I'm me. And the women were very sensitive to that because they knew that she generally wore blue and white garments, and now pink to the last few days, she's wearing black and red garments, and there's a nida problem. That was, you know, customary. He apparently didn't realize that or pick up on this, and he thought everything was fine. She said that she's available to live together, and afterwards, all the shechemtes say, oh, by the way, you know, your wife is going to go to the mikveh, Mitzvah, next week on Monday. Why is she going to go to mikveh? The reason is because she's, how'd you know she's in the, oh, you didn't even notice. She's wearing the nida clothes. Oh, I'm glad that you told me. But it's already the achar amasa, she was already machshelim, says Amishnah, give a get, v'lo iksuba. Same thing, hechidami. Eat the other, if he knows that there's no challah was taken, don't eat it. Eat the other, if he didn't know. How does he know now that she didn't give challah? So when it's richa, the amalei, ployni gabel, tikkun lias isa. You know, our good friend Mr. Smith, he's a great kneader. Whenever we need him, he comes by to knead the dough. And he does a great job, and he took care of it, he took off a piece, and he put the challah. The other shali, afterwards he asked, the Mr. Smith, the kneader, is that true? Mishtaka shik, the whole thing is, by the way, we have the Gemara a few lines ago. Ployni koyin tikkun lias akri. Question, why does it have to be upset? Koyin. You just say ployni tikkun lias akri. So you see, there's a dalet on the sign, besides the shas, that in fact many take out the word koyin. Yes, ployni tikkun lias akri.
That'd be the norm, often the normal case.
Why would koyin tikkun lias akri?
Because he's there.
He's the recipient.
He's a working in the Goren. It's not appropriate. He's like, he's like doing work for his
Goren. He's at the Goren. He can't do it.
So. All right.
Anyway, it doesn't have to be a kohen; it could be a lady Yisrael. Anybody that knows how to go and be metakein tevel to take off the 2% for the truma and the 10% for the ma'aser, etc., etc. Right? V'nederes v'in makiyamis. Okay, so what's the problem over here? After all, how is she be machshel him by making a neder that she's not being makayim? Every more the omamar v'avay nederim bonim meisim. Oh, it affects him terribly because when a person chas v'shalom makes a neder and doesn't keep the neder, then one of the punishments is never the young children pass away. Shneimer says in the pasuk, excuse me, Al titen es picha lachti es psarecha. Don't allow your mouth to do a chait to the rest of your body, and what may happen as a result. So if you look at the entire pasuk, in my Gemara it's number 3, Torah Ora Shalem, at the end of that same pasuk, the pasuk begins, Al titen es picha lachti es psarecha, about toimar, etc., etc., and it says at the end, v'chibel es mas yedecha, because you're going to destroy your masi yodayim, what you have produced. What does that mean? Have you that a lady in particular produces with her body? So if she says she's choite with her peh, lachdias psarecha, that might come to be chibel to go and destroy the kids. That being the case, the father says, the husband says, I can't live with a wife that's going to make nidorim and she's not going to be mekayim them. I might lose my children. Therefore, that's a cause to go and give her a get without exception.
Elsewhere, we have Reb Nosson said that making nidorim is like building a bama. I mean, mekayim the neder is like makriv
carbon.
So in this case, she made nidorim and she doesn't fulfill it. She's only partially at fault. She can say, well, I was afraid to fulfill it. So that actually presents not fulfilling Nidarim as a good thing. Here we're saying it's a bad thing.
You're talking about not fulfilling a Nader that was made. Here we're talking about that she made a Nader, and he says, I don't want you to make Nidarim because I'm afraid that you're not going to be Mekayim those Nidarim. Okay, so what is he afraid about? So she'll get penalized after 120. Oh, I'm going to lose my kids here in this world. Yes,
could we apply the general term ishto kegufo here?
A bug?
Yeah. Could we apply ishto kegufo here?
That what?
Meaning with the neder, like if she makes a neder, it's as if he made a neder.
It doesn't have to be.
Okay.
No, it took nothing up, but we're still best friends. Anyway, continue on the Gemara. So the bottom line is, that's the reason why he wants to send her away, because he doesn't want any problems with his kids. Rav Nachman Omer Mihocha. Rav Nachman says they have another raya from another pasuk. Lashov hi kesi es b'neichem. Lashov means a Kaddish Baruch Hu saying, for naught that I hit your children. Really, for naught? Chas v'shalom, Kaddish Baruch Hu do that. Lashov al iskei shov. Because as we read in the Aseret Sitzris, in the Decalogue, Leisisa Hashem Hashem Alekecha Lashav, Ki Lienak Hashem Yisrael Shmoy Lashav. So therefore, Lashav means that you made a neder Lashav in vain for naught. In case of Benechas Hashem, the kids will die. So therefore, that's the reason why I'm giving her my... Now, of course, if she makes a pledge in shul to go and give the annual shul campaign $1,000, and afterwards she doesn't, and therefore that is a source of busha to him, that his wife makes pledges and she doesn't keep them, then that might also be a good reason. However, we're not talking about a case where it personally affects him, like being machshel with the food. If it's a humiliation or a busha, that might also be a cause. Here we're talking about a situation where it really is going to affect him, that he's going to lose his kids. And therefore he says, I can't live with that. He knows that she makes the dorim and she's not making them. He should go yachsev yadirin. Now, Pashi Pshat on the Loshin, yachsev yadirin, means he should go and cause her to make more nadarim. Yachsev, he should repeat it, yadirin, and cause her to make further nadarim. So, Fektimor, yadirin b'may mesakeva. The whole Indian over here is he wants to stop her from making a neder. So, I have a good answer. Make her make more nadarim. That doesn't cause her to stop making nadarim. If anything, it just makes the problem even worse. means he should make her upset, that she should make further nidorim, and now he's going to be made for those nidorim. So how is that going to go and help?
The earlier nidorim already in effect.
Exactly. So the Mephoshim explains that Tosis here on the side talks about it, but the other Mephoshim go into greater detail that he's going to cause it. The assumption is that the old nidorim have already happened and they're already history. Now he's going to cause it to make new nidorim, and how is he going to cause it to? By getting her all upset, and she's going to get so upset, I swear, and he's not going to be mefer b'fanel, he's going to be mefer shaloi b'fanel. And then after that, when cooler heads prevail, she's going to feel bad that she made neder A, B, and C, and she's not going to know that the husband was mefer. And hopefully that will teach her a lesson. Don't make more nedarim, because she's going to say, how am I going to get out of this? My husband wasn't mefer. I don't want to go to the judges and tell them that I swore to do this and that. They're going to be so angry at me. It'll be embarrassing. So with that, hopefully he will tame her that she shouldn't make any more nedarim. So this is what Remeir said. The Chum said to Remeir, Ein Adam Dar Im Nochash B'Kvifa. You can't force a person to go and live with a snake inside the same basket. This is an expression which means to say every time he has to be concerned that she's going to come up with new nedarim and she's not going to be makayim. You know, you don't have to try this out more than once. If this doesn't work, just say sayonara, give her a get, and yoytzev leksuba. She is uncontrollable. You see, she makes the nedarim. There's nothing you can do to stop it. Tanya Rebuta, Aimer Kali Yedei Beishre She'ina Koytzeloi Chala. If he knows that his wife doesn't give challah from the Issa, Yachsev Yashrech Rechel. Gesundheit. Every time to be on the safe side, he should always, when he comes down to the meal, they give him a brand new challah, make sure to grab a piece, put it on the side, give it to the Kohen to be on the safe side. So the Chayyim, this works. Amrulai, again, the Chacham said to the mayor, in Odom, or in Nochish B'Kvifa, every time he eats, he always has to be careful to go and cut off a piece of challah. What happens if he forgets it? You know? Man, the Masi, so now, they said the same Taina, in Odom Dor, in Nochish B'Kvifa, twice. Man, the Masi, lo, aho. The one that says it on this case, Koshkin Ahach, that's certainly on the other case. Avman demasni Ahach, says in the other case. Avaha is in the Mikra B'yochel. So which one is Ha and which one is Hach? So you already see from the end of the Gemara that the Ha is talking about the Chala case. That when it comes to the case of Nedarim, says Rashi, that is not so Motzui, Loi Shchiach. He's talking about normal women don't go and make all types of nidorim every day of the week. Every once in a while, they might make a nidor. So when that happens, he will try to control the situation by not being mefer in befaneha. She will afterwards realize, uh-oh, what did I do? And hopefully he'll be able to control her. And therefore the Chum says, nah, you can't, ein adam dar im nachash b'kvifa. But that doesn't happen on an ongoing basis. It only happens, Rashi says, lo yishchiach. It happens once in a while. So, madach that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that you don't have a Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda, had the two. Remeir was talking about the Nedarim, and Rabbi Yehuda is talking about the Chalim. So, man namasni yaha, koshkin ahach. Madach, if you say that you can't live with that type of woman in Nadronis, because each time she's going to make a Neder, if you can't live with that, then certainly you can't go and live with the case of the lady that is koitzur chalim. Man namasni ahach, the one that says agabe, the challah, the one that says about the nedarim, about the challah, avulha zim the mikra v'ochel. even if you're telling me that every time he's going to be careful with the challah, but sometimes he just may miss it, he'll forget, right? He comes home and he's hungry, and it's late at night, and he forgets, I got to cut off a piece of challah, because maybe she didn't give me challah on this bread, so he always cuts off a piece, he might forget. So therefore, that would be a stronger taina of Ein Adam Dor in Nochesh B'Kfifa. If you go to the Rashi just quickly, so Rashi, B'Kfifa, about 10 lines at the bottom of the Rashi, B'Toich Sal Echad in one basket, Shishkaloi Yishmar Yashchenu. If you're not careful watching the snake at every given moment, the snake may go, will bite you, and Chas V'Shalom, it could be poisonous. Avzei Yob Liyodi Shetekal Kilenu. This lady may cause and may kill him. So Masi, Man the Masi Lo'aha, to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tani Takanta, Achala, Kolshkin Anadorim, Beloi Shechichi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that this is a good takana, and that is that each time he should go and cut off a piece, if he holds that that's a way to save the marriage, he'll just go and make that takana. Kolshkin Anadorim, certainly by Anadorim, you don't have to be that concerned, because it's not an ongoing, everyday type of affair. However, the one that holds Fakir, that's Remeya that was talking about Anadorim, he's concerned about that. So then he's certainly concerned about the challah, because by the challah, zim in the mikri yachal, even if you say, I have an eitzah, cut off a piece, from time to time he may forget.
I would say the opposite. I would say you remember, like, you make a bracha, you know, to take challah. But regarding her making vows, you don't know when she's going to, this is a way for her to pronounce the vows in front of him. So that
right, because he doesn't hear it.
Right, he doesn't hear it. Right.
Right, he has a direct, it requires his participation.
That's a very good point. So what happens if she makes a neder, he doesn't hear. So that's what the bottom Tosis talks about. If you look into the third, fourth line of Tosis, he brings it's a bay, it's a shaila, mesechus in the dorim, and bal mefer beloy shmiya oy loy. Can she make a neder and he only hears it later? Can he go and be made for it subsequently? He wasn't b'lei shama, he only heard it a day later, a week later. That's the Gemara Maseches Nedarim. So Mitzvah, we will hopefully deal with it at that time. But getting back to our Gemara now, we finished with the Das Moshu up to Das Yehudis. Yoitz v'Roisha Perua. Freit Gemara, Roisha Perua. Dear Isi, Duzach, Rabbi, you want to ask a question?
No.
So we continue on. Roisha Pru de Raisi, the Chaposik of the Torah. The Chsiv, it says, by the sight of Forest, Roisha Isha. But on the Rabbi Shemuel, Asar, Levin, Isha, Shosh, Le, Yeh, Tim, Rua, Roish. What the Posik is telling us very, very clearly, that a woman is not allowed to go with her hood, with her head uncovered, and that's why we are Mavaza the Soita, by removing that head covering. So that being the case, I have it to Raisa. Why are you telling me it's only Das Yehudis? It's Das Moshe. Everything was your Raisa, Kalosa, Shaper, Dami. Das Yehudas afila kalosa nami osa. Min ha-toira, it would be enough just to go and put a kalosa. Kalosa is a basket. Go and take a wicker basket, put it on top of your head, and cover your head with that, and that's already sufficient. As Das Yehudas, that is not sufficient. Now the question is, what's the difference whether you put a basket on, or you put on a tichel or a sheitel or whatever, what's the difference? So Rashi really doesn't give us too much of a clue here, but is what's called Rashi Madura Kama, another version or earlier version of Rashi, which is brought in the Shita Mikubetzes, and there it says that the kalosa wicker basket has holes in it. If anybody's ever seen a wicker basket, it has holes here and there, and therefore it doesn't sufficiently cover the hair. So then I'll tell you that's enough. It only has to be covered 95%. Wicker basket does the trick. The drabana, it's not enough. Everything has to be covered.
Whoever's walking around with a basket on their head, aren't they like a basket case?
Very good. Excellent. So we're talking about that you bought it from a fancy store, and it had on it a design label of Calvin Klein, and you paid for $1,000, and it's nice and blue, and it has Calvin Klein's name in big oiseus in the front and in the back, and gold and silver, and you put it on, it really looks beautiful.
Some have
but the problem has holes.
According to the article, they have a receptacle on top, and you carry.
Well, that's what Rashi says. But that, l'chori, is not a reason to go and say that it's prohibited. If you look at the top Rashi, Kalosa, Sal Shiyesh Loi Mamata Beis Kimmel, the whole Moi Barosh, right? It fits nicely on the head because it has the opening of the basket that you turn upside down. And as a Beis Kimmel, Mamala Losis Loi Pelech U Pishtan. To go and put in a Pelech, that's a spindle, and Pishtan some linen threads or flax threads.
Very utilitarian.
Yeah, it's a great thing. It's beautiful. But the problem is that a lot of our hair is exposed, and therefore that's not good. Das Moshe, it's fine. Das Yehudis, okay. That is no good, and therefore it has to be a proper, good, well-covered hair. Omre Basi Umre B'Yechanan. Kalosa imba mishim perua roish. If the lady wears kalosa, there's no perua roish issue. What does that mean? Habibah Rav Zera. Heicha. What are you talking about? Ilan Bishoki talking about she's walking outside with Kolosa. Okay, it's not Peru Roish Min HaTorah, but Das Yehuda, see, we just got finished saying that it's established custom in all Jewish communities that the ladies go and cover it more properly, so then a Kolosa is Peru Roish. She's not dressed properly. The Ela B'chotzer must be talking about in a private chotzer, which is used only by her immediate family, so therefore nobody else sees. And there you're telling me, Kolosa Imbay Mishum Peru Roish, if you wear that Kolosa, that's okay.
Chotzer shared between neighbors.
I know, but here we're talking about a private chotzer, as you'll see from the next Gemara. So tomorrow, if that's the case, can you expect that a woman has her hair covered 24 hours a day, 365 days a year? Give her a little bit of freedom. And the assumption is, in this chotzer, which is a private chotzer, nobody else sees, that there she would be entitled to wear at least the kolosa. Right. So what are you telling me? Eba perusha. Of course, if you're going to tell me that wearing such a kolosa is also prohibited, give a little menucha, give a little breathing space to married women. Here we're talking about she's going from her chotzer to another chotzer, derech movi, and says Rashi, t'lo shchichiram. As you said, it's a semi-private place. It's not totally private, but it's an infrequent place that people walk around. So that's it. Says Rabbi Yochanan, if she's wearing a kalosa, that's fine. If she wears it in public in the shuk, that would be prohibited. But if she's wearing it in a place where very infrequently people walk around over there, that's okay.
Just the hallway of the apartment building, basically.
Yeah, something like that, exactly. Going to the garbage or to the
woman who was supposed to have so many coin gadols come from her because she didn't know Rosh
Hashanah. Seven coin gadols.
She didn't see Kars Russia at her sar.
Exactly right, 100%. There's no question it's a grace of Grace of Mala, Grace of Amita. He's just saying, but.
I don't remember.
It was the one we had in Moed.
But isn't that not great? Because if you have seven kids that are going,
the Gemara explains all of them had some psul, and then it was fatal. It wasn't a fatal succession.
They didn't die young.
Right. They served as Kohen Gadol at various times.
Question was posed there.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
More asked that question. I'm trying to think.
Kidness, I think, something like that.
Something similar.
Yeah.
Okay, back to Gemara. So you want to tell me Bashuk? That if she's going and spinning wool or threads, whatever, in the shuk.
With her head covered, though.
Sorry?
With her head covered. We're not talking about not having her head covered.
But
she's
not
spinning.
Her arms.
She's spinning.
And when she was giving to eat her husband, she was wearing a shekel.
Okay.
And when she was Shabbos Nidah, she was also. So each one of these are separate
cases. She was basketball, she was Mishabbos.
Yeah,
okay.
Anyway, all of these are separate cases. So what's the problem with Tabi Bashuk? That this would be a Das Yehudis, of course, to go and send her away. When she's doing her spinning and her needlework, whatever she's doing, she's not careful. And very often, the sleeve goes above her elbow, and therefore she's exposing part of herself. And you remember we had in the Gemara a few days ago about Rava, where the lady was pointing and she was measuring, and then again her sleeve came down, and Rava was so concerned that he ran to his wife, etc. You remember
Gemara? She ran her out of town.
Etc. Exactly. Anyway, Gemara tells us that that's the problem over here. When she is knitting and spinning, she's not careful to about a potential exposure. Another reason, Rav Chisda Omer Avimi betova virod k'neged ponel. She is sitting there and she's allowing the thread to go downwards, like a lotion of yirida, of going downwards. K'neged ponel, ponel means ponel shel mata. About her
between
her
legs.
Exactly, down below. By allowing this to go, this thread to go and dangle.
It's lewd.
Exactly. People that look at that and see where it's going and see it's in front of her down below, it could lead to lewd machshavos, and therefore this is improper, and he says, I can't live with a lady like that, and therefore, no good. So that's the pshat over here. Now there's an interesting... There is one of the Mefarshim says that based on this, I think it's Maram Shif, if I'm not mistaken, that now based on this second pshat in the Gemara, instead of a tovah bashuk out in the open in the marketplace, it could be the tovah bashoik, that since she's allowing the thread to fall down on her thigh, down onto the ground, that's the
she's
right.
She's drawing attention to her
body and her physicality and all the rest. So therefore, that lends nicely to this pshat of Kneged Panel, down her thighs, down the on. Exactly. Not that she's exposed according to this pshat, she's covered. But just for the fact that it's chvais red type of thread right down below, and people look at it. Oh, it looks
it draws beautiful. The eyes.
It draws the eyes, exactly.
Tosis has another the small Tosis that's out there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a Rebbe Hanan Pirish Tava Veret Semer Odomi. It's red. Tava Shepal Penel Mesoris, and it stains her face red. Vizel Azus Metzach the Princess.
Yeah, but Yipal Al Penel doesn't mean again means a Penel Shomach.
I see.
It's the same thing. He's just being a little bit more graphic in terms of if it was black thread, Lachari people thought she's doing that for a Levi or something. It's red, that already
attracts.
And we continue on. Shmuel. She's flirting with all the Bukhram, she's talking to everybody. That's the problem. Rabbi Mechana, Zim Nechadish. Rabbi Mechana tells about himself a story. Zim Nechadish, there was one time of Kezilna Basrei, Rav Ukva. I was walking back at Rav Ukva, Chazit Alhi Arabia, and he saw an Arab woman, the Hava Yosva. She was sitting in the street, the Koshadja Pilcha, and she was throwing the spindle. Spindle is such a thing, they call it a shuttle also, that when you're doing the weaving and the thing, you go and throw it back and forth. And the Tova, and she was, as a result, spinning the thread. The Rod Kenege Panana was taka going down, like Agamori just said, a red thread going down to the ground in front of the yeah. It came into Chazazina. As soon as she saw us, she took her pilcha, that spindle that until now was connected to the thread, and she cut it and took that pelech, that spindle, shadisa, and she threw it a few feet away from her. And then when she saw me coming, she said to me, to Rabbi Bachana, Amrali ulam, the word ulam means young man, right. It's similar to the word alma, where you have by Miriam, vatelech alma, Vatovi as Tikach as Eim Hayolet to go and bring her mother Yecheved to go and nurse for Moshe. Exactly. So Ulam over here doesn't mean Oilam, but Ulam means young man. Havli Pelech, could you see that spindle over there? It rolled out of my hand. She actually threw it.
She tried to seduce him.
Yeah, exactly. Could you please bring it to me? She was trying to entrap him. Yeah. Omer Bar Rav Professor of Ukva, who had been walking in front, saw what was going on, and he said Milsa. Milza over here means that he said that this would be violative of our Mishnah, that if this would have been a Jewish woman, that this would have been grounds for the husband to go and give her a get without giving exuma. That's the Milza that we're referring to. What taka did Rav Ukva say? Ravina Omar, he said, the problem is she's Tova Bishuk. You see that she's Tova Bishuk and the Rod Kneged Poneha, like we had before. Omar Barabanan, Amri Omar Ba, that's what Rav Ukva said. Rabban Amri Medeberzim Kol Adam Omar Ba. He said, no, the problem was not that the Tova Bishuk, but the fact that she was talking to Rabbi Chana. Who are you, Arab Shiktsa, to go and talk to Rabbi Chana? It must mean you wanted to seduce him, you wanted to flirt with him. So that gets into the problem of the Medeberzim Kol Adam Misachekis in Bachur.
Nefarious intentions.
Nefarious intentions, exactly. So Mar Ukva said one of the two, and Zmachloik is which one of the two, but both of them are sufficient grounds according to Abishol. But of course, we're talking about a Goitu, we're not talking about a Yidna. Abishol, Imer Ab Mekalelis Yoldu Befanav. Omer Yidna Mishmuel, Bin Mekalelis Yoylidav Befnei Moylidav. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Rav Yehuda Mishmuel is now adding to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, it said that if she goes and says something bad, we'll see what that something bad is in a moment. If she says it in front of her husband, about her husband's parents, in other words, she's talking about her in-laws as if they were outlaws. That's what our Mishnah says. If you don't, Mishmu says, I go one step further. If she says to his children, your grandparents, your Zaidi, your Babi, they are bad people, that's also included, that would also be grounds for get without a ksuba. So the Kalelas, she curses, we'll see what the curse is. Your Lidav Bifnei Moilidav. It's really like Yelodav, the children in front of Moilidav, the father, their ancestors, but the parents of the husband. So it's not that that's the case, but he's just adding. If you look at the Rashi, second narrow line, Kalezi Yelidav of name, Yelidav Kalaymah, the fun of the Masisan, Loi Tamil, the fun of Mamish. It doesn't have to be Dafka in front of her husband. El Afilu, Mikalelis, Oviv Shel Baal, meaning her father-in-law, Bifnei Benoi Shel Baal, in front of the Einikel, in front of the child of the Baal, which may or may not be her
stepson.
It could be a stepson, exactly. That also qualifies for
divorce.
Now, Simonech, in case you're going to forget this Gemara, you're probably not going to forget it that quickly, especially now that we have the Simon, Ephraim and Menashe, Keruvim, Shim and Yuli, that the Einikloch could be like the parents. We don't mean that Ephraim and Menashe were the children of Reuven and Shimon. Of course, they were children of Yosef. We just mean to go and say that that generation, for these purposes, is like the upper generation, that if she's Mekal in front of them, it's like being Mekal in front of her husband. But tell me, what is the klola that we're talking about? It says, Omer Rabba, the sign says, Omer Rabba, to Omer Lay, she says to him, or she says to the kids, Nechli Arya Lesaba Biapi Bray, she says in front of the children, you know what? Your grandfather, he would be perfect menu for the local lion. And I'm not lion. It would be great, the lion should go and eat up the Saba, and here the Saba is not the Saba from Chulin Davova, but Aleph, the Toises, talking about your Saba, your Veda. Sorry? Have you heard? No, exactly. Ba'api Breda, he says in front of the child. Okay, so that's not a nice thing to do. And the final thing in the Mishnah was the Kailanis. Tafen Oimer, Afen Kailanis, also get Blixu, Frank and Mike Kailanis. What is that? Omer Vino Meshmul, Ben Meshmas, Koila Al Iske Tashmish. In other words, she's talking to her husband that we are going to have Tashmish tonight, and no preparations, whatever, and she says it loud enough that unfortunately the Shechein hear it, and of course he's not happy about that. It's not the type of thing that you want people to talk
it's
about.
It's also lewd.
Avad. B'masisa ton lebrais, it has something similar. B'mashmas, b'chotzer zu, v'nishma koyle b'chotzer acheres. That it's talking about that the Meshamash Mita, and again the chotzer doesn't mean literally the courtyard, it means any private quarters. However, it is painful for her, this Tashmish, to the point that she yells out in the middle of the Tashmish, what are you doing to me? And everybody's able to hear it on the other side of the fence, b'chotzer acheres. Frey Timora, according to the second shot, the Nisnaye Gabi Mumin b'masisim. Obviously she's the Baal Mum. If at the middle of Tashmish she says, ow, it's really hurting, must be something down below that she would be making that type of statement. That being the case, isn't that the next Mishnah? If you go to the Mishnah, which we're going to learn in another minute or two, you'll notice on the fourth line, Amanasha in Bamumin Benimtu Bamumin. That in itself is a cause to go and give a lady a get if he discovers Mumin that he wasn't anticipating. So why doesn't it say in that Mishnah instead of this Mishnah? It says, you're right, El Machmar Tkishin Meikar. In Chanami, the first Pshat is Taka, an easier Pshat that the Kalanis is referring to, that she speaks about intimate things
matters
out loud and other people can hear on the other side of the wall. So, Kalanis, you're out of here. On to the next mission. He tells her in advance, I am very upset when I hear about women that make oaths. You better make sure you're not an oath person, because I'm only marrying Almanas on the condition you have no oaths. And afterwards he finds out, in fact, she does have a bunch of oaths. And because it's a Mekach Toas, she did not fulfill the condition. However, he didn't say anything. He just married her. And afterwards, oh boy, how much baggage she brings along with her, and a Baal cannot be made for Nidorim that are pre-existing Nidorim before she got married. He can only go and be made for Mikanalaba, exactly, not old ones. And therefore, that being the case, he finds out now she has a whole bunch of Nidorim that he cannot live with. What type of Nidorim? We'll see him yet in the Gemara shortly. Again, he can go and give a get without Iksuba, because he says, I can't live with a lady that makes those types of Nidorim. We'll see what types those are. Menashe, Ein Bamumin, if it's a similar situation, he says, I'm only marrying you on the condition that you have no blemishes, no physical problems. And if it's a Bamumin afterwards, it turns out she has Mumin, then it's a Mekach Toi, said Mekadesh. Because it's Tam, he didn't realize that there was any problem. And if it's a Bamumin afterwards, he finds out that she has, she walks and she has a limp, that she has other types of Mumin, whatever it is, then we're going to have Mechim in the Mishnah, what type of Mumin, we'll see in a moment. And if it's a Bamumin, Teishaloi Beksuva, it's not a Mekach Toys, but he says, I can't live with a lady like that. We'll call a Mumin Psoisum Mekanim. Poisum Menashim, if you're wondering what type of Mumin we're talking about, look up, says Rashi, Mesechtes Bechoyrois. There you have a whole list of Mumin that pass Mekanim. Those are the Mumin that pass also by Nashim.
The eyebrows and things like that were the...
It's too large, too small. You have to mind Chorim Tzorua.
One eye is larger than the other.
Yeah.
If she's a lefty...
Have a good Shabbos. You mentioned Sunday morning, 7 o'clock.
Plus all the Kahanas.
No. You left. Lefty's not a Mum. You can't do the Avodah with your left hand.
Yeah,
but being left-handed is not a Mum.
That's for sure.
It's sinister.
But you're going to get the Bukhari to meet Hashem shortly.
Ariel, it's sinister.
She's a hiker.
Okay, on to the Gemara. So the Gemara writes, Tanan, this Mishnah we just learned now is virtually word for word in Masechtas Kedushin on Daf Nun or Daf Nun Aleph. And the question is, why did Rabbeinu HaKadosh write the Mishnah twice? One over here and one over there. So you might tell you what? Notice we started off the Mishnah, Mekadosh is a Isha, and she finds the Einu Mekudeshes. That's not Hilchas Ksuvais, that's Hilchas Kedushin. The second halacha was that's a Ksuva halacha. So therefore, our Mishnah brings it because we're telling you the Ksuva Dikadin, since we're doing Ksuvas. Derech Agav, we also tell you what happens if he made a specific neder, a specific statement, Amanash Inla neder, and she has a neder. So that's really not negir to us, it's Kedushin, that's why it's brought over there, but we bring a Derech Agav over here, and vice versa. They don't need in that Sechs Kedushin to talk about Ksuvas, but since we're talking Kedushin, we brought back Ksuvas. Okay, right. Amanach Mishim Rav Shimon Yaitzadeh. The Eilin Dorm, the following are the Dorm that we are referring to. She says, I'm never going to eat meat. She's not going to drink wine. She's not going to wear nice flowery types of clothing. So she's a difficult lady, obviously. And the husband said, I can't live with it. She's never going to go and eat meat. She's never going to drink wine. She's never going to wear pretty clothing. I can't live with that.
But he didn't know about it beforehand.
If he knew about it beforehand and he accepted, he said, okay, these things don't bother me. That's a different story. So now the question is going to be shortly, are we talking about the Reisha or the Sefer? We'll see tomorrow. Tana mihachi takam abrais be'im adorim she'omru dvorim she'esh ben inu nefesh. Inu nefesh means that they're painful. We had this the other day. Gemara shloite chabash v'tishli yain shloite skash v'bigdi tzavoinim. Remember, even according to Rabbi Yosi that said gabi loite skashe, that's not inu nefesh v'bigdi tzavoinim. Even he agrees that's considered to be inu nefesh. Anyway, so those are the cases in the dark. Now remember, in our Mishnah we had two cases in the dark. We had those Nadarim where he made he made a statement, I'm only Mekadosh you on the condition she had a Nadarim, and then afterwards he finds that she has Nadarim and Mekadoshes. Or the second case was he didn't say anything, and he finds out subsequently that she has Nadarim, takes Shalai Biksu. So which case are we talking about that Nidre Inu Nefesh, like Shalai Toichel Basar, etc.? It's heavy bar rapah. Aye. Even by Reisha, going by the Reisha, Kim the Kakopit, I feel a Kol Milinami. If he has a Kepeda that she shouldn't go and make Nadarim, why does it have to be Inu Nefesh? Obviously, the person is upset and he's a Makpid, and he tells her in advance, here, I'm giving you the ring, Hari At Mekudesh Esli, because that's Moshe Yisrael, but Al Menas, She'ein Alayach Nadarim. So obviously, he's very Makpid about that. So, any Hakpada, even if she says, I don't want to eat candies. I'm not going to eat apples. What's up with dafka basar and yayin and joint discussion? I mean, any type of native. Ela sefer must be going to sefer. The Ravashi on the sefer. That what? Then the sefer says, konsistat, minim tzolea nedarim. So since he wasn't such a baal hakpada, he just was konsistat. But now he finds that she has nedarim. So some nedarim apparently he would be willing to shoulder and to live with. To be sold, because he didn't make it as a precondition. But some Nadarim he can't be sold out. Which ones are those? These are the Inu Nefesh ones which we just described. So that's a very good text. Rabashi Amal Oilam Aresha. It's going even on the Aresha. I am saying the Aresha than any type of Nadar. You're right, however, Umidi the Kapti Ba Inshi have a Kapeda Kapeda. Immediately come to me, Inshi we have Kapeda Kapeda. What our Mishnah is telling us is, with this additional halacha of the Inu Nefesh, this Rabbi Yochum Shim Rishim Yeri Tzadok, that even if a person makes a condition, Amanash Inu Nadarim, he doesn't mean the whole world of Nadarim from A to Z. He just means those types of Nadarim that most people are makbid. He's not going to say under the chuppah, Hariyam Kadesh Li or Tatu, Rash Moshe Yisrael, that you didn't make Nadarim of Shleite Chabasar and Shleite Shteyayin. I mean, the photographers will say, turn around, we have to go and take pictures. And the musicians will say, we have to play the music. Don't give a whole laundry list of all Nadarim in the world. So, when he said Nadarim, he meant those types of Nadarim that people typically makbid, and that's only those Nadarim. So if we can go even on the Reisha, Mitchum Itmar Kidjo tonight, Mitchum we're going to learn tomorrow. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
I already sent out the shir for Shabbos.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I did it this morning.
You did the right thing. Thank you.